To the phone lines we go, and we catch up with the Nomads, Nomad Adventures. They're out there, the adventurers, Tanner and Megan, Tanner Thompson Mode and Megan Pignore. Hi, guys. How are the travels right now?
Doing good right now. It's sunny, traveling through South Dakota, headed to Wyoming.
All right, let's talk a little bit. Give us a little background for those that maybe haven't heard us talk about this before, Tanner. I know you and I talked probably about a year ago here, had you on the air, talking about these adventures that you're going on. You guys just got back from Alaska, but give everybody a little background of what you're doing and what's going on.
Last year at Travis and Megan's wedding, the end of July, I met a bunch of Travis's buddies, and they went to Colorado Outdoor Adventure Guide School. I looked them up. Was enrolling, called Trav, said, hey, I'm going to go do this. He said, no, you're not. You're coming to Alaska with me and Megan. So, and then obviously, if anyone follows Megan or I, we lost Travis in a tragic accident late February. It kind of left Megan and I to either take over or let it go. And Megan, being the tough gal she is, she said, let's keep doing this. Travis would want us to do it. So, now we're on the heels of the Alaskan adventure, running Travis's business that he had bought up there and purchased. It was the first year this year, and now, like I said, we're on the heels of it. Looking back, trying to figure out what we're going to do next year up
mm-hmm.
there.
For those that don't know, Tanner and Megan, both Sioux Valley High School graduates. And again, Megan, talk a little bit about it. Travis always said, don't just talk about it, be about it, right? And that's kind of what you guys live by right now, to keep his memory alive.
Absolutely. There was no adventure or dream or goal that was too big for him. He was fearless in the face of any adversity. I mean, he's truly my motivation to even, you know, continue to get up every day and to be about it for him. We know that we have a guardian angel watching over us, and not that it's easy every day. And there's days that we're in tears, but, you can choose to hide under the covers every day
mm-hmm.
or, you know, use what happened to you and grow from it and continue to push on for them.
Well, and there's no better way to keep someone's memory alive than to go out and do exactly what you know they would want you to be doing, because this is exactly what Travis would want you to be doing.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about Alaska and your adventures as you just got back from there. What happened out there? What were you chasing? What were you bagging? What was going on?
So, like I said, Megan and Travis had purchased the outfit last year, and this was really their first full year of running it. And Megan, you know, after everything that happened, she needed some help. So we were about it. We hunt moose, grizzly bear, and bear and ground caribou. We had nine hunts booked for moose this year. We were successful on eight of those nine. The one guy had to leave early. He was a good dad. Had to get back for his daughter's ninth birthday party or something.
Awesome. Awesome.
But we got eight moose. We got five bear and ground caribou, and then successfully harvested two brown grizzly bears.
It's amazing. I know you and I talked about this last time, Tanner, but to be able to live out the dream, not only what your guys' dreams are, being able to do this, but so many hunters and outdoorsmen that hunt right here in good old South Dakota, right outside of Brookings, would dream of being able to do what you guys are doing, and you're living it, and you're out there seeing sights and taking people on these dream hunts. How rewarding is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable just to see the people's face, you know, that regardless of their income, you know, some of the guys we hunt with are well off, and then there's other guys that literally save $100 from every paycheck to come up and do it, just do the one-time thing, you know,
and
just to be a part of their journey too, you know. It's Travis and Megan's main, their thing was collect memories, not things. And that's what we're doing now. You know, I sold my house in Volga and gave up that to just do this.
Right.
And it's 180 spin, but I'm glad I did it, and I don't regret it one bit, because having those memories with Travis and Megan is They can't be replaced now. So.
How do you guys go about, and maybe Megan can answer this a little bit better, but how do you guys go about contacting people in Alaska as far as where you're going to hunt? Or is it a wide open, is the land all federal that you can just go out and hunt? Or do you have to get in touch with landowners? How does that all work?
So we have I have a land use permit for the area that we hunt in Alaska. And
It's all state and federal ground. It's all Bureau of Indian Affairs type thing because of all the Native Alaskans up there.
Okay.
We have Native Alaskans that come and work in the camp with us. So Eskimos, basically, you know.
Yep.
Just nice people from local villages, and it's expensive for the hunters to bring the meat back to the lower 48. So a lot of that meat, I would say 90% of all the meat gets recycled and given to the villagers, and they appreciate it, you know.
Right.
I mean, it takes, they have long, hard winters up there, and beef and chicken, it's just not readily accessible to them, pork. So they literally live off of caribou, moose, fish. They just live the wild game.
Right. Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Now, you guys are on your way to, you're going through Wyoming, headed to Montana, is that what you said?
We're going through South Dakota, headed to Wyoming. We're just going to meet with an outfitter.
Okay.
Megan's going to go over there and work for them. This will be her first solo guide adventure. She's going to do a mule deer and antelope, kind of something similar to what I did last year.
Yep.
And then I'm hopping on a plane Friday afternoon to head back to Alaska to go to Kodiak Island and the Kenai Peninsula to do brown bear hunts and mountain goat hunts.
Very cool. Again, are you seeing, when you guys are out and about doing all this, are you seeing the wildlife numbers way up? Are you seeing it tough to find, or how has that been?
I think this year we thought the numbers were up, especially in camp. Everything is kind of migrating around. We saw a ton of caribou and moose even ran through camp, and I'd say the numbers are up in our area in Alaska that we're hunting in, which is really great. And, you know, it helps. We're not just up there hunting for a trophy. You know, it's management, and Alaska has a really big want and waste policy, and so we use everything. You know, we even take the hide, and, it's just, you know, when you're in the hunting industry, you can get a lot of backlash from, like, PETA, and we've really experienced even some of that right around the accident time. But, you know, the main thing we want people to know is it's about the memories and the experience, the adventure, the dream, and just utilizing every single piece of the animal, too. So.
Yep, and it's humane as it can be. It isn't about going out there and destroying them. I agree totally with you. Talk a little bit about, I know people, after I talked to Tanner last year about some of this stuff, I had some people ask me about the fact of, well, what's it cost a guy, but how long are these hunts, or does it vary? Can you do a 3-day hunt? Can you do a 2-week hunt? How do you guys work that?
Yeah, so in Alaska, we'll work with people. You know, we're only trying to run 8 hunts a year. They hand out anywhere from 13 to 9 tags. So,
okay.
You know, we're not, like you said, we're not going up there to, we got to fill every tag, you know. We want to be conservationists in the best way we can, but it's last year we had a guy that it took 10 days to harvest a moose for him. He was an older gentleman, but we made it work and got him an animal. You know, it can be 1 to 10 days, really.
Typically, we stay at books at 7 days. That's what we tell people to plan on.
Okay.
You can harvest. We had one guy that got to harvest all 3 species this year.
That's pretty cool.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing to be a part of. Talk about how and where people can find out more about what you guys do. Where can they see some of your pictures and find out more information about maybe getting in on one of these hunts?
Yeah, so we have nomadadventures.pro. We have a website. We do social media. And we kind of just decided this year that so many people ask us about our adventures and what we're doing. They want to try and envision it and be there with us. So we decided that we're going to be starting a podcast, and we're probably going to release the first episode December 1st. And we've decided to call it a Nomad's Adventure. And so, yeah, that'll be another way to learn more about it and listen mm-hmm. to us as we continue on.
I got two things. One, I'm just going to throw this out there for you guys. If you ever need, you know, like that media guy to chronicle everything you're doing on one of these trips, I know a guy that'd be more than willing to just, you know, go with. I'm an empty nester now, and I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there. So if you ever come across that. the other thing was I was going to say, Megan, I think back to the days when you donned the cheerleading uniform and played volleyball. I didn't picture you as a bear hunter. So this is pretty cool for me to sit and listen to you tell me about all these adventures.
I know. I get asked, you know, I think my senior year prom, I had a pink dress. And I'm like, where's the pink dress at?
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's no better feeling than being that close to nature and being in the outdoors. I absolutely love it. And I think anyone that's willing to come out and be with us, we welcome you.
Very cool. Well, we'll continue to talk about it, let people know about nomadadventures.pro. That's a great place to start. Or if they follow either of you on Facebook or any of the social media, I know they can find some of that stuff. So we appreciate it, guys. We'll talk again down the road. When you get back, maybe give me a shout, and we'll see how everything went with everything and continue to get the word out and continue to live out Travis's dream. I just think it's so cool how you guys are doing that and doing it together, the best of friends for basically for your guys' whole lifetime. And then here you are now out living out Travis's dream.
Yeah.
It's the ride just begun, really. I mean, it took us some time, and you'll never get over it, but it's just you got to pick the pieces back up. And like Megan said, don't pull the covers over your head. Just let that fuel fire you and keep you going down the road.
Right on. Safe travels to you guys. We'll be thinking about you, praying for you, and hope everything goes well. And we'll talk again when you get back, all right?
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Right on. Love it. Thanks, guys. Tanner Thompson Mode and Megan Pignor. Again, Nomad Adventures, nomadadventures.pro. You want to learn more about it, talk to these guys. They are out living life as outdoors people. I would just love to do one trip. Again, I keep reminding them that, you know, I'm that media guy for them when they need me. So Nomad Adventures online at nomadadventures.pro with Tanner Thompson Mode and Megan Pignor.